And joining us now in studio from the city of Dundas, we have Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Logan. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, last night was the Dundas City Council meeting. It was on a different night because Memorial Day threw our whole schedule off. So here we are with a different voice recording today's interview. But last night, one of the big topics you talked about was sidewalks and who's responsible for them, the property owner or the city. You know, kind of talk a little bit about, I guess, this kind of new ordinance that was being proposed, right?
Right. So this, the council brought this up, I want to say maybe last year sometime, mm-hmm. and we said that we would work on it, mm-hmm. which we have been doing now for the past several months. And basically what kind of set the plate here, in previously, the city... in our city code, said that the responsibility for repair and maintenance of sidewalks is to the adjoining property owner.
Sure.
So if you have, if your house is on, let's just pretend, Bluff Street, and you have a sidewalk along Bluff Street, and your sidewalk panel cracks for whatever reason, you as the resident are responsible for the replacement of that sidewalk panel. And which has led to a lot of inconsistencies around the community in terms of the condition of sidewalks.
I was going to say, I can imagine there's not a standardized plan or anything.
Yep, absolutely. So we put together a plan for the city council to consider that would take that responsibility away from the adjoining property owner and place it back with the city.
Sure.
So going forward, because last night the city council repealed that section of the city code in its entirety and replaced it with a sidewalk and trail maintenance policy. It's a long name.
I'm
missing a couple words, but basically that's what it is. And there are now standards in terms of, you know, where when we look at replacing a portion of a sidewalk, a sidewalk panel, or the entire sidewalk. And it's got to do with, you know, if there's a crack in the sidewalk, is there an offset of 1 inch or more? So on and so forth. Again, standards applied across the community for replacement of sidewalks.
So does this mean now it's also kind of a shift of cost from that property owner to, I guess, more just the general tax levy as well in Dundas for sidewalk maintenance?
I mean, you know, the cost is still included in the general budget, but the specific cost for that sidewalk is spread
out. Sure, of course.
Yep. So we talked about internally, staff did, talked about doing an inventory of our sidewalks. And over the past, I don't know, maybe 3 years, we put together a pavement management plan.
Sure.
And had WSB, our engineer, go out and rate all of our streets, and we put that in a big database. And again, it rates them based on condition. And then we can manage that better on an internal basis from year to year.
What streets need
what kind of repair.
Sure.
So we are going to do the same thing with sidewalks. We're going to do an inventory. Our part-time staff is going to do that. You might see them out in the next few weeks. You know, they're going to be walking the entirety of our sidewalk system and making notes. And then we'll put all of those notes into a database again and figure out where we need to do some maintenance.
Sure.
And so it will be broken up. The city will be broken up in quarters. And we'll do one of those quarters annually. So if you have a broken sidewalk, you know, it's offset by more than 1 inch or whatever, it's not necessarily true that it will be replaced this year.
Sure. It's just this is the beginning of the I'm sure a long-term plan. Yeah.
Yep.
The other, speaking of kind of taxes and long-term plans, you talked about the budget, kicking off your budget discussion last night, which
yes, we did.
I know it, we're only in May right now, but we're already thinking towards the final, you know, taxes for next year and such. What was that kind of presentation like?
So our again, we have a consultant for mm-hmm. our finance function, and that's with Abdo Financial Solutions, excuse me. Jesse, that we work with on a day-to-day basis at Abdo, you know, remotes in for all of our meetings when we talk about budget or other financial issues. Mm-hmm. And she remoted in last night and did the kickoff to the 2026 general fund budget. Mm-hmm. And just talked about, you know, some of our known costs.
Sure.
And kind of laid out the calendar. Mm-hmm. Our individual spreadsheets that she sends out have already been sent out. So mm-hmm. staff is filling in those spreadsheets and will return or supposed to return those to her shortly. And then she and I will meet and go through mm-hmm. those.
Sure. And is there any, you know, I guess particularly big costs we were expecting to see in the next year that's of concern that they kind of noted, or projects or other items? Or
Not specifically in mm-hmm. the conversation last night did sure. any of that come up. Mm-hmm. One thing that we are looking at is the cost share agreement that we have with the city of Northfield for the ice arena project, mm-hmm. and that will be reflective in this year's budget.
Sure. And then the next, if I'm correct, seeing last night, the next kind of conversation about this is in later June when you talk about your capital improvement plan and what projects over the next 5 years, which is, you know, 2031, believe it or not, we'll be looking at.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
It?
time travels so quickly, but in such. So and then throughout the summer, different work sessions, I assume, to kind of discuss priorities and goals of the council. Yes.
Yes, that is correct. And the council really does look at that capital improvement plan mm-hmm. to kind of gauge where they are in terms of where they need to be in
sure.
terms of the general fund levy. Mm-hmm. Those are our big ticket items, you know, either a truck replacement, a street reconstruction. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to the police chief of late about new CADs for the squad cars. So, again, those are where those big ticket items can be found.
Equipment or construction. So wonderful. Is there any other, you know, news you want to share from the city of Dundas, the Dundas City Council, or anything else?
So just a reminder sure. about those budget work yeah. sessions. They are all after a regular city council mm-hmm. meeting. If you're interested in being involved in the budget and knowing more about it, I mm-hmm. encourage you and anyone else, I know you already do, to sign up for our mm-hmm. emails yeah. when agendas go out.
Yeah, they're right on the homepage. I think it's one of the big buttons when you go
yep.
to Dundas's
it's
website.
It's called Notify Me.
There you go. Well, wonderful. Thank you, Janelle. We appreciate you coming in and talking a little bit about what's going on in Dundas.
Our odd day, you know, Wednesday morning out of regular rotation.
Out of rotation, but here we are anyway. So,
yep.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Logan.
That was Janelle Tebben, the Dundas City Administrator.